negative. Now, I've already shown you the pill results. Now, this you might think for a moment until you look at the graphs on this that this looks a bit like what I showed in the pill, but it isn't. This axis here is duration of oral contraceptive use. The other one that I showed for breast cancer was time since stopping. This is duration of oral contraceptive use, and this is women, and this is ovarian cancer I'm talking about. I'm still talking about the pill. This here is never users of the pill. This is how long women have used the pill, and relative risks down here. 0.5 means about a halving of incidence rates. And you can see that sort of 15-ish years of use of, you can see a very clear relationship. The longer women have used the pill, the greater the reduction of ovarian cancer was. This is known. It's not like this hadn't been known before. But what we could show is, first of all, by getting the worldwide data together, and I should have said for the breast cancer, we really had all the studies that looked at the pill and breast cancer except one. We've also been very successful in getting collaboration between all the studies. So this is pretty well the worldwide evidence put together. And what we could also show, I haven't got a slide here, is that this effect persists even 30 years after having taken the pill. If you took the pill for about 10 years, you had about a 60% reduction. So that quite different, quite the effects of the pill on ovarian cancer and breast cancer are really quite different. But the effects of a pill on endometrial cancer are very